Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Metal Dad Radio Show up in the irons, as always, with a very special edition this week, courtesy of the Metal Dad.
Yes, sir, Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm Metal Dad. That's the Candyman up in the irons, as we normally do. And I tried picking what I thought was one of the most evil-sounding Iron Maiden songs, and there's a reason why. Killers, title track off of Killers, obviously. And a song that contains some of my favorite Iron Maiden guitar work, I'm realizing as I sit here and listen to it for the 1,000,000th time.
The riffs are fantastic, and I think it's an underrated solo, I can't lie.
Yeah, it really is. Really, really is. So, this week's show, obviously, is airing on Thanksgiving night. So, however you choose to celebrate that holiday, and for whatever reasons, I hope it's a safe and happy one for you and whoever you're celebrating with. But the following day, Friday night, when we re-air at 9 p.m., so 7 p.m. on Thursdays, by the way, and 9 p.m. on Fridays, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com, it's Black Friday. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun? I did this years and years and years ago when I first got on Spotify. I created a Black Metal Friday playlist. And I thought, wouldn't it be fun for this show to be a Black Metal Friday show? And that's what we're going to do. So we're keeping the basic format. We're going to play new stuff. We're going to play album celebrating anniversaries. And we've got the Heavy Metal World Tour going to a very black metal loving city. Here we go. Let's start with some new stuff. And I'm actually going to start with an artist who I don't know if you'd consider his solo material black metal, quote unquote, post-black metal, experimental black metal. But he's also one of the founding fathers of second wave black metal as a member of Emperor. Of course, I'm talking about Ishan. He's got a new record coming out in February, and I am very excited about it. It is the first release of 2024 that's on my like most anticipated albums list. He has both a solo a regular record, and then an orchestral record, which is all of the songs done, you know, orchestrally. That's not a word, but you know what I'm talking about. February 16th through Candlelight, Ishan's Ishan, and he dropped the first single. Let's play it for you now. Pilgrimage to Oblivion. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Absolutely ripping through some fantastic new black metal tracks, some of which are from some very well-established bands, as I'm sure you can tell, courtesy of the Metal Dad.
Yeah, you can't talk new black metal in 2023 and not mention that Marduk put out a record this year, right? This is one of the best black metal records of the year. It might be one of the best metal records of the year. I don't know. Will it wind up on our year-end list in about a month? Who knows? But Marduk put out their album Memento Mori on September 1st through Century Media Records. And we gave you the album closer, As We Are. Fantastic track. I like that sort of doomy, sludgy Marduk. Before that was a band called Lucifixion. Now, this was an album that I kind of missed. It came out in June of this year, June 30th. It came out through Sentient Ruin, which is a great label. Love that label. And the album's called Trisect Joy of Pierced Hearts. And I listened to this record front to back earlier this week and really liked it. And I gave you the track, Oh, to Strike One Great and Final Wound on the Sum of the Earth. That is the album title, which I love, because usually album titles that are that long, it's like a metalcore band. But not that. Not that. That was some killer raw black metal. And then Ishan started off the block. Coming up February 16th, 2024, his self-titled album will be released through Candlelight Records. And we gave you the lead single, Pilgrimage to Oblivion, which you can find that version and the orchestral version up on streaming services worldwide. So there you go. It's time now for the Heavy Metal World Tour. Heavy Metal World Tour. I purposely, I didn't pick this automatically. Like, I did the random country generator that I sometimes do. And when this country popped up, I was like, it's meant to be. It's meant to be. But I had to narrow it down, because when I just typed in this country to Metal Archives, it was literally like 500 black metal bands. I'm like, I can't weed through all of this. So we're going with Paris, France. France has a pretty baller black metal scene. They have for a long time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think France is one of the most underrated metal scenes, period, and especially for black metal, undefeated at this point.
Well, their black metal scene is very experimental for the most part. It is some of your weirdest, most experimental and ambient black metal comes from France, and it's been that way for a long time. Their scene has really taken the genre to the next level in a lot of different ways. So let's give you three bands from Paris, from the capital city, that have released records within the last year or two. And we're going to start with a band called Hell Militia that released an album called Hollow Void last year, came out March of last year through Season of Mist Underground. Let's give you a track off it right now. This is Hell Militia, the title track, Hollow Void, Metal Dad Radio.
Pure fentanyl, it is fire.
It is so dangerous. It's like the most horrid wretched, pure terror you can imagine. It feels like something slowly, like, just pulling your life force out of you. And then, yeah, tunnel vision starts getting smaller and smaller, and around this tunnel,
blind the sky.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you some fine new black metal from the city of Paris, France.
Yeah, three Parisian black metal bands. That right there was a band called Anthropovore, who in May of 22 independently released their first full-length album, Boogeyman, and we gave you the track Seasons of Suffering. Before that was a band called KFR, which is supposed to stand for Kafir, which is Arabic for disbeliever. And they put out a record March of this year called Painter, Pain/Ter. And we gave you the opening number off that album, Painter. And then starting off the block was a band called Hell Militia. Hell Militia in 22 released an album called Hollow Void through Season of Mist. And we gave you the title track off of that. So there you go. Three Parisian black metal bands. We could have done an entire show of bands from France or from Paris doing black metal. They love their black metal in France. All right, so time for us now to go into some albums celebrating anniversaries. Of course, I kept the theme and looked for black metal albums celebrating anniversaries this month and found some winners, some highly influential albums, including this one released November 13th, 1993 through Spine Farm Records, the debut full-length album from Finland's Beherit. Highly influential bands. Drawing Down the Moon is the name of the album. And let's give you a track off this right now. This one's called Black Arts. It's Metal Dad Radio.
My God.
Metal Dad Radio Show, playing you some classic and some underrated albums, celebrating anniversaries right there.
All right. There. What did you say, though, right before we came on air? What did you say?
I said this is so extra about the ending. Like, the whole song, you know, it's a classic record, like we were talking about. But, like, those are the moments, like, that ending where it's like, okay, guys, maybe we didn't need to do all that.
I love it. I love this record. I really do. Cradle of Filth, the always divisive Cradle of Filth. In November 18th, 1996, put out their Dusk and Her Embrace record, which I would argue is one of their two best records. It came out through Music for Nations here in the U.S. I loved this record when it came out. I know there were a lot of black metal fans who were like, it's too floofy, it's too symphonic, it's too whatever. I didn't mind. I was going through a phase in life in 1996 where my favorite horror movies were vampire films. So this just kind of fit right in because the whole thing is basically a vampire movie soundtrack. You could literally, I think I did play this and watch Nosferatu at the same time, and they kind of sort of fit in a way. Dusk and Her Embrace, again, is the album. We gave you the song Malice Through the Looking Glass. I love this record. I still do. I love it in all its weirdness. Before that, a band out of Austria called Abigor, highly influential. November 1st, 1994, through Napalm Records, they put out their Invoke the Dark Age. There's also a German word. Verwüstung. Invoke the Dark Age. Thank you. And In Sin was the name of the track we gave you there. And then, of course, the always bizarre Beherit. November 13th, 1993, they released their debut full-length record, Drawing Down the Moon, through Spine Farm Records. Hugely influential. We were talking off-air about how that record, in my mind, is one of the records that really started atmospheric black metal. Like, without a doubt. You can't argue it. All right, so we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, as a tribute to our first ever heavy metal band, and that would be?
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. There'd be no black metal without Black Sabbath, because there'd be no Venom, Celtic Frost, or Merciful Fate. So, Black Sabbath, and don't forget next week, speaking of Black Sabbath, we are going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath, one of the greatest records ever made. I'm very excited about that. But let's give you one from before that. This is Black Sabbath, Electric Funeral. Until next week, kids. Melting sun, fading.